Hi there. The word for you today is on different types of prayer. In Scripture, there are many different types of prayer. Let's look at some of them and see what we can learn. Here are three. Number one, the prayer of surrender. When Saul of Tarsus, later known as Paul the Apostle, met Christ on the Damascus Road in that famous encounter, he was thrown from his horse. And kneeling in the dust, he prayed the prayer that would characterize the rest of his life. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? When you pray a prayer like that, it's like signing your name to a blank check and saying, here I am, Lord. Do with me as you please. I hope I like what you choose. But even if I don't, I'll do it anyway. Your will be done, not mine. You're deciding to voluntarily follow God, rather than trying to get God to follow you. And as a result, he will do the work that needs to be done in you so that he can do the work that he desires to do through you. Second prayer is called the prayer of commitment. The Bible describes it, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, reading from the Amplified Bible, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, upon him, that is Jesus, because he cares for you. Look, as long as you keep trying to handle everything and control everything, your stress levels are going to keep mounting. But once you learn to hand things over to God and rest and trust him, you'll wonder why you even spent a single day worrying. And the third prayer is called the prayer of intercession. The prophet Ezekiel writes, Ezekiel 22, verse 30, I looked for a man who would stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land. God said that. Now, the gap is the distance between what is and what can be. And when there's a gap in somebody's relationship with God due to a particular sin or problem, as a redeemed believer, you have the privilege, and may I add the responsibility, of placing yourself in that gap, praying for them, and believing God to answer, and he will. Okay? That's the word for you today.